M-E-O-T-A. This snowfall keeps me busy keeping the walks clear. But this is winter and that's what it's all about. It's too bad it has to turn colder over the holidays, but we travel, dress accordingly and survive. I'll be having 4 of my 6 children and their spouses around over Christmas, so consider myself fortunate. A show on TV that I watched a week ago called, The Light Fight, showed some extravagant homes with many lights. Don't know if it was American or Canadian, but beautiful. The Miota Lakeshore Lions Christmas Lighting Competition winners are, first, Laura Johnston, second, Renee Sansregret and third, Kyle Doom. Congratulations to all and thanks for making our village brighter and more cheerful for Christmas. The bridge players gathered December 13th in the Pioneer Hall with 2.5 tables. First in Section 1 were Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterholt. Second were Linda Ard and Albert Blaise. Section 2 winners were Linda Ard and Albert Blaise. December 15th, with 3 tables, found Linda Ard and David Sharp in first place. Tied for second and third were Jean Laws and Fraser Glenn along with Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterholt. Canasta Games in the Dewdrop in December 16th, found the top couple was Nestor Fransu and Bev McCrimmon. Second were Albert Heise and Karn Kelly and third were Arlene Walker and Gwen LaCherty. The drive to town December 16th was a delight as the countryside displayed the beauty of hoar frost on everything. The trees were absolutely loaded and the sun was shining, too. A winter wonderland, indeed. The Christmas Eve service at the United Anglican Church will be held at 7:30 p.m. There will be no service December 25th. The Cedar Waxwings have been dining in the village lately and cleaning off all the frozen red berries they can find. Various organizations have been taking offerings to the food bank at their Christmas parties, including the Bridge Club, Dewdrop-in Seniors and the Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Miota. There have been various odd vehicles seen on the lake this winter. One resembling a hovercraft or a rice harvesting machine, with a big fan wheel at the back, was spotted a few days ago. Last Sunday a white mud buggy with big wheels was out there, all very interesting to see. Deck Point 11. Friends and members of the Sons of Norway gathered at the Dewdrop Inn for their annual Christmas supper, a lutefisk meal. During the afternoon there were various games played including Norwegian whist, Kaiser, Canasta, Crokinole and Tile Rummy. The noise level was awesome with 31 lively players. Before supper, Marion and Dave Ottas marched a plate of lutefisk, which Marion had cooked, among the tables wearing suitable chef's hats and aprons to the music of the lutefisk song. The supper was potluck with a great variety of foods including the lutefisk, ham, Norwegian meatballs, potato lefse, rye bread and dainties. Although there was no gift exchange, they had a 50-50 draw that was won by Arlene Walker. Everyone agreed it was a fun day with a tasty meal. Week 3 recap, submitted by Derek Welford, 6 electrifying games highlighted the second full week of the Miota Grand Slam of Curling. Tuesday night on the pay-per-view sheet, the always dominant Kirsten Brew Rink collided with the Gil Cadran Rink, two teams that appear to be already in mid-season form. Cadran got the better of Brew in the Stirling Spiel last weekend, but Brew had the better fate Tuesday. After being down by 2 points, Brew roared back with 4 points in the 6th end and handed Cadran their first loss by a 9-6 score. Must have been magnets in the yellow stones on the middle sheet Tuesday night as many of them were attracted to the house in the Cherrell Cadrain and Randy Sharp game. The Cadrain rink, along with Randy Orchison and Mike Svojanovski, scored an incredible 7-ender in the second end resulting in a 9-2 win. According to historical archives, this was the highest score posted in a single end in Miota curling since the Terry Tate mayoral administration. Tough break for the De Montarnel rink as Pat Bicot was away for their game Tuesday so Ed Cadran stepped into skip duties. It was a back-and-forth affair, but Cadran held off the reigning champs to win 7-6. Kyle Doom exceeded his win total from last year as he thumped the Colin Sharp rink 10-3 as they start the season 2-0. The Zane Lacoussière rink was in action Thursday night as they welcomed back their lead Marcel Bernier, who was sporting a fresh tan that was the envy of many at the rink. Lacoussière faced off against Team Mensa, who were hoping to get a momentous confidence boost with Claude Parent returning as skip. Bernier got the last laugh over his Metanota counterparts, as Lacoussière cruised to an 8-2 win. Team Schmidt are trending in the right direction as they defeated Weber 7-2 to move to 1-1-1. The Moore Tate game was postponed and the Welford Rink sat idle on their bye week. There were some extraordinary individual curling performances this week, but none better than what was observed Tuesday night by Mike Svojanovski of Team Kadrain. A newcomer to the Grand Slam event, Safety Mike, was relied on heavily as the team was shorthanded one curler. Coming into the matchup with slight muscle soreness courtesy of last week's game, it did not deter Svojanovski from battling through it, putting the team on his back and displaying an unparalleled sweeping performance. A drawing percentage near the top of the league this week paired with that can-do attitude was an integral part of the team's Week 3 win.